Audio, anybody?
I am.
Good.
There you're ready.
Well, I was ready in spirit. Now we're
greetings and welcome to the 2023 Tax Year City of Bexley Tax Incentive Review Council meeting. Today is July 15, 2024. I'm Michael Sanziano, County Auditor, which means I'm also the statutory chair for the church across the county. Always fun to be back in Bexley. I was telling Will, we were a couple spaces behind your delegation at the 4th of July parade. But we had a good time. We did not run out of candy by the time we made it back into Central Bexley, which is always a heck of an accomplishment.
That's key.
It is key. We also don't pass out chocolate. We enjoy the alumni groups. So we're like, we haven't been in a parade in 10 years. Here's chocolate. We're like, that's not going to survive. At this time, I'll ask each TURC member designated to please state your name or agency they are representing. I'll begin. Frank County Auditor Michael Stenziano from the Board of Commissioners.
Carly Goose, Commissioner appointee.
From the City of Bexley.
Mark Weicker, Bexley appointee.
From Bexley City Schools.
Kyle Smith, appointee.
Thank you all. Are there any other representatives from City of Bexley who would like to announce themselves for purposes of the record?
Megan Meyer, Director of Development.
Ben Kessler, Mayor.
And individuals from the Auditor's Office who'd like to announce himself for purposes of the record?
Will Scarborough, thank you all.
Are there any other stakeholders that would like to announce themselves? Seeing none, we will call the meeting to order. We will begin with approval of the minutes. Please review last year's minutes dated July 11, 2023. Are there any changes or corrections? Hearing no further review, I'd like to seek a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Movement, please. Weicker, second, Boost. Sorry. Thank you. Just so I would follow.
All those in favor, please signify by voting aye.
Aye.
Same sign for an opposition. Any abstentions? Minutes are passed. We will now move to the CRA reports and votes. City of Bexley would like to update TURC on its residential abatements. While we will not have a vote on these items, we do appreciate the opportunity to review the agreements between the recipients and the city.
All right, so the residential abatements are the only abatements that we have remaining at the moment. We did note the Bexley Gateway Plaza commercial. We put it on the report just to point out that it actually expired at the end of 2022, so it was no longer active in the 2023 tax year. The remaining abatements are residential in nature, as the auditor indicated. Bexley Gateway Plaza residential, or really more accurately, the Alexander Condominium residential extends through, actually also extended through 2022, since the last time that shows up in the report. One Dawson had two different abatement structures over its history. The two remaining units were kind of a modified abatement structure, so they do continue until 15 years from 2015, so roughly around 2030. Gramercy Building is an abatement that runs till 2032, 70% tax abatement on those residential units. They all are continuing to be used as residential property in conformance with the abatements provided. Happy to answer your questions.
Thank you for the report. Are there any questions from any members of the TURC? I see a lot of shaking of heads no, since they can't see that on the minute report. So we will now move to the TIF report. We will review and vote on the City of Bexley's TIF district report. There are two TIFs, but we will take one vote.
All right, so the two TIFs are the Bexley City Hall Urban Redevelopment TIF. It is a TIF on the former City Hall site, which is currently known as the Bexley Giant Eagle Market District. The TIF revenue is used both to provide a payment in lieu of tax payment to the Bexley School District, which I was just discussing with our finance director on getting current on that, and then also debt service associated with the redevelopment of that City Hall site. Funds expended in the 2023 tax year were $106,242. Over 109,000 received. And then for the streetscape TIF, that's a TIF that went into place initially in 2005 and actually council extended the TIF consistent with that window that we have currently to extend TIFs. So I believe it's actually now past 2034, so we'll update that in future reports. That was just recent action of council. Most of the expenses are buried on this streetscape TIF. They include project reimbursements for projects within the TIF district, public park improvements, obviously property tax collection fees, and then debt service on the 2013 streetscape project. The 23 tax year was the final year of debt service on that project. The next major project of this TIF was associated with year of the Bexley Year of the Parks, park improvements, pocket park improvements, and Schneider Park improvements on Main Street, in which the city actually loaned the TIF $1.95 million from the general fund. So future debt service payments will be going back to the city from the TIF account, and a 10-year zero interest loan.
Thank you for the report.
Any questions?
Are there any questions and or comments? Hearing no further, you'd like to seek a motion to accept the TIF reports, find them in compliance, and recommend continuation.
So moved.
This is Carly, I'll second.
Motion being by Kyle Smith.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by voting aye.
Aye.
Same sign for an opposition and abstention. TIF reports are accepted and continuation is recommended. Is there any other business before today's meeting?
Chair Stenziano, I do want to again commend you on running the fastest meeting I've ever been to in my entire life. Many years in a row. So I'm trying to make it even longer.
Mr. Scarborough, keep us on point. Hearing no other business, we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Exactly all. The same time as last
year.
Oh. Next year, I'm going to talk longer.
The phone had been ready.
Oh, ho, ho.